ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद्भागवत महापुराणम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 10 टेक्स्ट फ्रॉम 30-35। इन द बोर्ड टेक्स्ट 35 इज रिटन, सो विल चैंट 35। एवंच पार्षदो विष्णुः पुत्रत्वं प्रापितो दितेः हृदि स्थितेन हरिणा वैरभावेन तौ हतो। एवंच पार्षदो विष्णुः पुत्रस्त्वं प्रापितो दितेः हृदि स्थितेन हरिणा वैरभावेन तौ हतो। एवं च पार्षदो विष्णुः पुत्रस्त्वं प्रापितो दितेः हृदि स्थितेन हरिणा वैरभावेन तौ हतो। वर्ड मीनिंग एवं इन दिस वे च अल्सो पार्षदो द टू पर्सनल एसोसिएट्स विष्णु ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु पुत्रत्वं बिकमिंग द सन्स प्रापितो हैविंग गटन दिते है अब दिति हृदि विद इन द कोर ऑफ द हार्ट स्थितेन बीइंग सिचुएटेड हरिणा बाय द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड हरि वैरभावेन बाय कंसीविंग एज एन एनिमी तौ both of them hato were killed. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: thus the two associates of Lord Vishnu who had become Hiranyakha and Hiranyakashipu, the sons of Diti, were both killed by illusion. They had thought that the Supreme Lord who is situated in everyone's heart was their enemy. Purport: the discourse concerning Lord Narsingadeva and Prahlada Maharaj began when Maharaj Yudhishthira asked Narada how Shishupal had merged into the body of Krishna. Shishupal and Dantavakra were the same Hiranyakha and Hiranyakashipu. Here Narada Muni is relating how in three different words the associates of Lord Vishnu were killed by Lord Vishnu himself. First they are the demons Hiranyakha and Hiranyakasipu. Om Ajnanam Timirandhasya Jnanam Janashalakaya Chakhurun Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्य मनोहिष्टम स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहम श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरोन् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगणं रघुनाथं नितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितं नमों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। सो यू कैन रीड द टेक्स्ट फ्रॉम 30th ऑल्सो टू कनेक्ट टेक्स्ट 30 श्री भगवान वाच मैवं विभो सुराणां ते प्रदेय पद्मसंभवः वर क्रूर निसर्गाणां महीनां अमृतं यथा। ट्रांसलेशन द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड रिप्लाइड माय डियर लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा ओ ग्रेट लॉर्ड बर्न फ्रॉम द लोटस फ्लावर जस्ट आज इट इज डेंजरस टू फीड मिल्क टू ए स्नेक सो इट इज डेंजरस टू गिव बेनेडिक्शंस टू डेमन्स हु आर बाई नेचर फेरोसियस एंड जेलस आई वॉन्ट यू नॉट टू गिव सच बेनेडिक्शंस टू एनी डेमन अगेन। टेक्स्ट 31 नारदो वाच इत्युक्त्वा भगवान राजन ततश्च तदर्थे हरि अदृश्यं सर्वभूतानां पूजितः परमेष्ठिना। ट्रांसलेशन नारद मुनि कंटिन्यूड ओ किंग युधिष्ठिर द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हु इज नॉट विजिबल टू एन ऑर्डिनरी ह्यूमन बीइंग स्पोक इन दिस वे इंस्ट्रक्टिंग लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा देन बीइंग वर्शिप्ड बाय ब्रह्मा द लॉर्ड डिसअपीयर्ड फ्रॉम दैट प्लेस। टेक्स्ट 32 तथा संपूज्य शिरसा भवंदे परमेष्ठिनम भवं प्रजापति प्रजापतिन देवान प्रह्लादो भगवत कलाह। ट्रांसलेशन प्रह्लाद महाराज देन वर्शिप्ड एंड ऑफर्ड प्रेयर्स टू ऑल द डेमिगॉड्स सच एज ब्रह्मा शिव एंड द प्रजापतिस हु आर ऑल पार्ट्स ऑफ द लॉर्ड। टेक्स्ट 33 ततः कव्यादिभिः सार्ध मुनिभिः कमलासन दैत्यानां दानवानां च प्रह्लादम् अकरोत्पतिम् देयर आफ्टर एलंग विथ शुक्राचार्य एंड अदर ग्रेट सेंट्स लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा हुज सीट इज ऑन द लोटस फ्लावर मेड प्रह्लाद द किंग ऑफ ऑल डेमन्स एंड द जेंट्स इन द यूनिवर्स। देयर इज ए टू सेंटेंस पर पट हियर By the grace of Lord Narasimha Deva, Prahlad Maharaj became a greater king than his father, Hiranyakashipu. Prahlada's inauguration was performed by Lord Brahma in the presence of other saintly persons and demigods. Text 34 Pratinandya tato devaha prayujya paramasisaha sadhamani jayu rajan brahmadya pratipujitaha. Translation O King Yudhishthir, after all the demigods headed by Lord Brahma were properly worshipped by Prahlad Maharaj, they offered Prahlad their utmost benedictions and then returned to their respective abodes. Text 35, again translation. Thus, the two associates of Lord Vishnu, who had become Hiranyakasipu and Hiranyakashipu, the sons of Diti, were both killed. By illusion, they had thought that the Supreme Lord, who is situated in everyone's heart, was their enemy. So, now the conclusion, Naraji and Yudhishthira Maharaj, the story of Narad and Yudhishthira, this Samvad was related by Sukadev Goswami to Parikshit Maharaj. In the course of their answer, his answer, Parikshit asked Rajarshi, Devarshi, Brahmarshi Sukadev, how come Lord is really impartial, but how come his partial is always supporting to the demigods and killing to the demons? So to answer that question, Sukadev related to this story, the Sambad between Narada and Yudhishthir. He said, this is a very old story. Once in the Rajasuya Jagya arena, when Agra Puja, in the fast worship, the worshiping, who will be selected to get the worship fast? So there are many, many saintly persons, Bhishma and others, they decided the only qualified person to get Agra Puja is Lord Krishna. And they decided, and Sahadev was worshipping in the Rajasya Jagyana. Then this worship was objected by Duryodhana and party. They objected, how come we select him as Agra Puja? There are so many elders are there, so many seniors, respectable person. How come this fellow? He does not, we don't know what is his caste. We heard that he took birth in Mathura, in Vasudeva Devaki, in a Khetriya family. Then he grown up in Vaishya family in Vrindavan, worshipping, gazing cows and all that. He was not that qualified also. How come you selecting him? So, by hearing this, Shishupal stood up and he started criticizing and pointing out Krishna in the whole assembly. And they are saying always, no, he is like that. How come you are saying like that? Shishupal started chastising and criticizing Supreme Lord Krishna in the presence of the huge assembly in Rajasuya Jagya assembly hall. And so they are very, situation was very tense. And Krishna was there, he is hearing, he is getting puja, Sahadeva was worshipping. And he is getting chastised on one point, and another point he is getting worshipped, Arati, and both he is hearing and looking after. The very situation you can imagine. What? Lord Krishna, the whole group pointing out, you like this, criticizing and chastising in the whole assembly like this, and blasting their words like anything. Krishna is smiling, and in the other side they are worshipping him, stutiing, offering their stavas. And then Krishna was counting. So at one point, at the standing position, he is accepting the puja, and same point Krishna released on one point his darshan chakra, and chakra went, beheaded Shishupal, and this part. On this part got murdered. And everybody was, wow, in the Sabha Bhavan itself, he killed in front of us, everybody. And then they not only they became more astonished by seeing that when Shishupal got killed, his head was chopped from his body and one ray come out from his body, and everybody is looking in the presence of everybody, that specific ray comes out and do parikrama of Krishna and entered into his feet. By seeing that, everybody saw this thing happen. Yudhishthira Maharaj was looking in front of this happened. Then with great astonishment, he asked Devarshi Narad, hey Mune, how come this happened? I know in Shastra, I heard and I have read that if somebody criticizes Lord Vishnu and chastises, then he will get Shvetakoshta, he will get leprosy in his tongue. He will go to hell. So many things will happen to him. What to speak of Lord Vishnu? If somebody criticizes the devotee of Vishnu, the servant of Vishnu, the servant of Vishnu, is such a heavy step will happen, heavy reaction. But here I am seeing, this fellow I know, this Shishupal I know, I am his relative, I know, this fellow from the birth, ఫ్రమ్ ది డే హీ స్టార్టెడ్ స్పీకింగ్ నన్న కక్క పప్ప కళభాషణ ది తోతలీ ఓలీ ది స్టార్టెడ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది బ్రోకెన్ లాంగ్వేజ్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ డే అన్వార్డ్స్ ఎవ్రీ డే హీ వాజ్ స్టార్ట్ క్రిటిసైజింగ్ బ్లాస్ఫేమింగ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు ఫ్రమ్ డే ఆన్ ఫ్రమ్ దాట్ డే ఎవ్రీ డే అండ్ హియర్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ అస్ ఎవ్రీబడి ఇన్ అసెంబ్లీ హీ వాజ్ స్పీకింగ్ బ్లాస్ఫేమింగ్ లైక్ ఎనీథింగ్ నా హౌ కమ్ అండ్ హీ గాట్ కిల్డ్ ఎనీవే కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ఆల్ పవర్ఫుల్ హీ కెన్ డూ ఎనీథింగ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీబడి హీ కెన్ డూ దట్ డజన్ మీన్ దట్ ఈస్ నాట్ అస్టానిష్మెంట్ ద కృష్ణ కిల్డ్ హిమ్ హీ కెన్ డూ ఇట్ బట్ ది రియల్ బిల్డర్మెంట్ ఈస్ దాట్ హౌ కమ్ దీస్ ఫెలో హూ వాజ్ బ్లాస్ఫేమింగ్ లార్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది డే బిగినింగ్ టిల్ టుడే నౌ అట్ ది ఎండ్ వెన్ హీ గట్ కిల్డ్ హిజ్ సోల్ ఈజ్ మర్జింగ్ ఇన్ టు ది లార్డ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ హౌ కమ్ ఈవెన్ బిగ్ బిగ్ రిషి ముని దోజ్ ఇన్ ద ధ్యాన ముద్ర దే విల్ నాట్ ఏబుల్ టు సీ ది లార్డ్స్ ఫార్మ్ వాట్ టు స్పీక్ అప్ మార్జ్ దే కాంట్ బిహోల్డ్ ది ఫార్మ్ ఆఫ్ పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ హౌ కమ్ దీస్ ఫెలో ది హోల్ లైఫ్ లాంగ్ హీ వాజ్ బ్లాస్ఫేమింగ్ అండ్ క్రిటిసైజింగ్ దీస్ ఫెలో అట్ ది ఎండ్ హీ గాట్ దిస్ ఉత్తమ గతి ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీబడి జస్ట్ మార్చ్డ్ ఇన్ టు లార్డ్ హౌ కమ్ సో నారదు ముని సెడ్ ఎస్ మే బి ఫర్ యూ ఇట్ ఈజ్ అస్టానిష్మెంట్ డోంట్ వరీ సో దెన్ హీ స్టార్టెడ్ రిలేటింగ్ ది స్టోరీ దట్ హౌ కమ్ దీస్ ఫెలో యు ఆర్ థింకింగ్ శిశుపాల ఈజ్ నాట్ శిశుపాల హీఈస్ వెరీ సీనియర్ డివోటీ యు ఆర్ న్యూ భక్త నావ్ యూ డోంట్ నో హీ ఈజ్ వెరీ సీనియర్ టు యూ మీ ఆల్సో నారదు చెల్లింగ్ హీ ఈజ్ వెరీ సీనియర్ టు మీ టూ హౌ కమ్ దెన్ నారజీ స్టార్టెడ్ స్పీకింగ్ హీజ్ త్రీ ప్రీవియస్ బార్త్స్ ది శిశుపాల హూ గట్ మర్డర్డ్ నౌ ఈ షెడ్ యూ డోంట్ నో హీస్ ప్రీవియస్ బార్త్ అండ్ హీస్ ప్రీవియస్ బార్త్ హీ వాజ్ హిరణ్యాక్ష అండ్ హిరణ్యకశిపు అండ్ ప్రీవియస్ టు దాట్ హీ వాజ్ ది డోర్ కీపర్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు విష్ణు పార్షద్ ది పార్షద్ అవుతూ ఏవం చ ఏవం ఇన్ ది స్టార్టింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది వర్స్ నారజీ ఈజ్ టెలింగ్ ఏవం ఏవం మీన్ ఇస్ ప్రకార్ దాట్స్ ఇట్ ఈజ్ కన్క్లూడింగ్ నౌ హీ స్టోరీ హీ హాజ్ ఆల్రెడీ నరేటెడ్ ది హోల్ స్టోరీ ఆఫ్ ప్రహ్లాద నరసింహ చరిత్ర నౌ ఇట్స్ ఏవం నౌ యూ అండర్స్టూడ్ ఐ హ్యావ్ యూ హ్యావ్ ఆల్రెడీ హార్డ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దాట్స్ వై దిస్ ఈజ్ హౌ దిస్ ఫెలో దిస్ విష్ణు పార్షద్ ఇట్ ఈస్ నాట్ హిరణ్ శిశుపాల్ ఈజ్ విష్ణు పార్షద్ డైరెక్ట్లీ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ ఇన్ ఫ్రమ్ వైకుంఠలోక వీఆర్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ ప్లేస్ బట్ హీ వాజ్ డైరెక్ట్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది వైకుంఠ హీ విల్ నాట్ గో టు హిస్ మాస్టర్ హూ విల్ గో హీ వాజ్ సచ్ ఎ సీనియర్ అగైన్ బిల్డర్మెంట్ హౌ కమ్ హీజ్ వైకుంఠ పార్షద్ డైరెక్ట్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు ఇన్ హీజ్ అబోడ్ హౌ కమ్ హీజ్ హియర్ ఇన్ దీస్ ప్లేన్ అండ్ డూయింగ్ దీస్ థింగ్స్ ఆంటీపాటీ సో దెన్ నారద్ సోడ్ ఓకే సో దెన్ హీ స్టార్టెడ్ హౌ దీస్ టూ పార్షదస్ జయ్ అండ్ విజయ్ హౌ దే గట్ కాస్ట్ అండ్ హౌ దిస్ దే కమ్ డౌన్ ఇన్ అసురజోని అండ్ ఫాస్ట్ భారతి అండ్ హిరణ్యాక్ష అండ్ హిరణ్యకశిపు దెన్ ది సేమ్ టూ ఫెలో వికమ్ రావణ అండ్ కుంభకర్ణ దెన్ ఇస్ థర్డ్ ఛాన్స్ ది వికమ్ శిశుపాల అండ్ దంతవాక్ర నావ్ బికాస్ కృష్ణ కిల్డ్ సో నావ్ దాట్స్ ఇట్ ఈవెంట్ దో సంబడి సేస్ దాట్ హీ కేమ్ అగైన్ యాజ్ గౌర్లీలా బట్ దాట్ ద కేమ్ నాట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ కార్స్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ దర్ క్యూరియాసిటీ టు బిహోల్డ్ ది పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ నాట్ బికాస్ ఆఫ్ కార్స్ బట్ ది కార్స్ వాజ్ ఫర్ త్రీ బార్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ ఇట్ ఈస్ డిస్క్రైబ్డ్ ఇన్ థర్డ్ కంటో వేర్ మైత్రేజీ వాజ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయినింగ్ ది స్టోరీ టు విదూర్ దట్ దితీస్ ప్రెగ్నెన్సీ అట్ దట్ హీ సేయింగ్ దట్ వెన్ దిస్ చతుర్ కుమార్ దే వెంట్ టు వైకుంఠ అండ్ దీస్ టూ గట్ కీపర్స్ దే స్టాప్ దెమ్ దే ఆర్ స్టాపింగ్ దేర్ డ్యూటీ దిస్ షెడ్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ యూ డోంట్ యువర్ నో హ్యాపెన్డ్ ఈవెన్ అట్లీస్ట్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ టు ది ఆఫీస్ టు సీ ది టు మీట్ ది లార్డ్ హూ ఇస్ ది సుప్రీం బాస్ ఆఫ్ ది హోల్ యూనివర్స్ అండ్ యు ఆర్ గోయింగ్ నాట్ ఇన్ యూనిఫార్మ్ నో డ్రెస్ నో హ్యాపెన్డ్ ఈవెన్ ది స్టాప్ దెమ్ టు చెక్ ఐడి ఆర్ సమ్ ఆర్ ది స్టాప్ అండ్ దే గాట్ అఫెండెడ్ these two poor kids, and they got offended and they become angry and curse them. How come you stop us? You become demon. And when this argument was going on, they were shouting at them, and so then Lord Vishnu, he was in Vaikuntha, he understood what is happening in the gate. Some fighting is going on in the door. So he came out of the home to the doorstep, and he saw, and he came with Lakshmi also. Both Lakshmi and Narayan, they came to the out of the door, out of the home in the to gate, and then both the Parshadas, and they saw their saris there, and these four Kumaras, first time in their life they saw Lord Narayan. By seeing the beautiful form of Lord Narayan, and they become captivated, and they started, they want to say something, but before Lord Narayan didn't give them the chance to speak. Lord Narayan immediately spoken, "O Brahmana Deva, you four are Brahmanas, direct son of Brahma and Mahajogi, and these two servants of mine, they are my servant, they are my doorkeeper. So they have committed some mistake on your feet. So please excuse me, because they are my servant. This is the rule, that if servant commits some mistake, that this should be counted as the mistake of the master, not the servant. Suppose I send somebody, you go and bring the flower from his garden. So then he said, he will say, well, no, because he sent me. Then the all case and blasphemy will come to me, not to the person I sent. He the main cause. So like that, so Lord Narayan himself taking the blame on him, he said, they are my fellow, they are my servant. If they commit some mistake, that I have not properly trained them up. So that is my mistake. So please excuse me. Please excuse me, that is my mistake. Their mistake is my mistake. So please excuse me. I beg, excuse at your feet, please excuse me. Three times Lord Narayan, with folding heart, beg excuse from this poor little boy who have not wear even half-pant, totally naked. And Lord Narayan with Lakshmi, folding hands, is begging again and again, please excuse me, please excuse me. They are my servant. They are my man. Their mistake is my mistake. So please excuse me. These two Parsa, they are hearing these things. And the four babies, Brahmanas, they are very senior also, but they are also hearing. After hearing Lord Vishnu's version three times, he is saying, please excuse me, they are my man, they are my man. So then they got some intelligence. He said, oh my Lord, now we are understanding, this is our mistake. Please, we want to draw back our curse. We want to get back. Otherwise, we think that we have committed mistake by cursing your man. You are telling they are your person, they are your person. Three times you have told. That means we are not yours. They are yours. They are so near and dear. Even their mistake you are taking as your mistake. So now we were in conclusion, please, we don't want to curse. It is our mistake. If you want to punish us, we are ready to take your punishment even. Please, give punishment or give us chance that we want to take back our curse. So please, whatever you want to do, this is our mistake. Then Narayan told, no, don't worry. You are Brahmanas, and that is my nature always. I am always giving high respect to the Brahmanas. So don't worry. Actually, whatever curse you have given, you want to take it back, don't take it back. But this, what is happening, whether in material world or spiritual world, nothing can be happened without my sanction. It's already, I have sanctioned it, that this thing will happen. Yes. The two Parsas are also hearing that our Lord is sanctioned already before that we had to get this curse, become demon. They said, actually, then the Parsadas, oh, what? Sir, you have agreed, you have sanctioned that we will be cursed and go to Asurajoni in front of everybody. Then Lord told to these two fellows, Don't worry, this is not now. This event is already before. How come we don't know? You don't know. One time I was sleeping in Yoganidra. Mother Lakshmi was coming to me and you stopped her also. You don't know? You stopped Lakshmi. No, Sari is taking rest. So that point Lakshmi also became annoyed and she cursed also. But she cursed in low volume. You didn't hear that. They shouted, this fellow shouted. And Lakshmi knows I am the wife and they are not allowing me to go to my husband. What kind of servant they are? So she cursed even mentally. You don't know that. So that was also pending. That curse was pending, didn't happen. And now again, so I understood it because I am Antarjami. I know that Lakshmi is want to punish you. Lakshmi want you should become demon because you stopped her. So I accepted, okay, this will happen. But when, how it will happen? So now, according to my plan, these four baby brahmanas, they came. So this thing happened. So it is already pre-planned. I have sanctioned these things. So then the four kumaras, they said, okay. And after we can't, so neither you will punish us, nor we can take back our cars. And we are in such a case that we know that you have committed mistake, blunder. That they are your near and dear. And how come we curse them? But what to do now? No, don't worry, you go. I'll take care. So then, their case will happen. So now these two Parsadas, before becoming demon, they in crying mood, they started praying to Lord. Oh my Lord, how come you are becoming so cruel? We are so attached to you. We are so near to you. That even we dare to stop Mother Lakshmi to come to disturb you. Because we want your comfort. We have nothing for us. But you only sanctioned our punishment. Then, don't worry, I also come with you. Don't worry, you are not going alone. I will also come. That is my plan, I will also come. You are my man. I can't live separate from you. I will be with you. They said, but we don't want to be separate from you. Now for some time you go because I have another project. I want some fighting with somebody. I want to enjoy the beer rasa. But with whom? Other persons they can't come in front of me. They have no power. Nobody can come in front of me. So you people have some strength. You can. We have some good match for some time. So that's why this my desire also and this thing also happened. So please, you have to do this role. That I will also come, we can have some match. But how come we will be separated from you for how long? We can't take it, my Lord. He says, see, if you become demon and you always doing devotional service, even if demon body you want to chant my name, you want to do devotional service, you will favorably worship me, then I can't play match with you. Because match will be competitive. You will not compete with us. Compete with me. So then you have to take 7 bath at least. Oh no. Too much. So long we can't. No, okay. You want to come back soon? As soon as possible. Please, Lord, you arrange something. We want to come to you as soon as possible. Okay. Then you want to come as soon as possible. Then minimum 3 matches we have to play. One tournament. So you have to take 3 bath. Yeah. First, second, third. 3 bath you have to take. 3 times I will come, we will play. Now, okay. So then the play will happen. You have to play the proper role of my antipathy. He will become demon, real demon. You want us to become demon? Then how can you fight with me? If you are not stand against me, there will no match. Match will not be there. Okay. But we know who are you. You know who are. No, okay. But I will arrange that. We will forget it. But how can we go against you? Don't worry. That is also devotional service. What? to blaspheme me, to criticize me, to chastise me with inimical mood, to become a perfect enemy of me, is also devotional service. What? No, yes. Devotional service to Lord can take place in 12 rasas. That is also bhakti. There are 12 rasas of Krishna. 5 are primary, 7 are secondary. The primary rasas are direct devotional service to Lord. What we are doing? They are directly to Lord we are doing. Direct rasa. But that does not mean that other 7 secondary rasas are not Lord's rasa. That is also there. So in that, any of that secondary 7 rasa also you connect to Lord, that is also devotional service. That means Naradji is getting conclusion. Yudhishthir, the real devotional service means the basic principles of devotional service is to just somehow or other think of Lord. Think of Lord. That thinking may be out of enmity, out of anything, out of any rasa, out of fear, out of enemy, out of lust, whatever. Somehow or other, if you engage your mind of thinking of him, how to kill him, how to beat him, how to take away, whatever you think, if you think of Lord, that forget that thinking, because Lord is there, he is gunatita. This all thinking, all this kriya is coming under the gunas, but Lord is beyond the gunas. So this gunas will filter here only. Your thinking purely will go to him. This is devotional service. He is gunatita. That's why even Brahma is telling in his stuti, yam kam krodha sahaja pranayadi bhiti vatsalya moha guru gaurava sabya bhavai sachintya tasya sadrusing tanumapurete govindamadi purusam tamahang bhajami. Brahma is saying, oh my Lord, yam, even if somebody, yam krodha, due to inimical mentality, in krodha, very angry, he started to criticizing you, blaspheming you, but he is thinking he is blaspheming you, but you are filtering the rajaguna and all the gunas and taking the thinking that at least he is meditating on me, thinking of me, chastising me, because you, he is connected with you, so that is also beneficial. Yang krodha, kama, if somebody attached to you due to lust, even material lust, so called lust even, because out of what on matter, because he is connected and thinking of Lord, that's how he will get benefit and purified. Yang krodha kama sahaja, in any way, somehow or other, he is just meditating on Lord sahaja. Yang krodha kama sahaja pranaya bhiti, even out of fear, the kansa. Kansa was thinking of Lord far, far better than us. We are trying our best 24 hours, but how long we can meditate? Even we are chanting 16 rounds. Forget 16 rounds. Forget even one round. If somebody really honestly try to find it out in one round of japa, how many times our mind is fluctuating, going away? And how many times are really connected to Krishna? Forget 108 names, 108 mantras. One mantra in one beat. One mantra, if you honestly check, just in one mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Honestly, seriously, scrutinizedly check it, that within one mantra, maybe 50 times our mind is going somewhere and coming. What to speak of one mala? That's why Narada is telling Yudhishthira, that is my conclusion, that if somebody in this material world, if somebody is doing inimical role, they are seriously thinking. Their meditation is more serious than devotional service. Yes, we know that. If somebody chastises us, if somebody gives us some trouble and we want to take revenge on him, then are the dreaming also we are dreaming about him, thinking about him in silent, in any mood, in silent mode also we are doing, in active mode also we are thinking, always meditating. That thinking is more far serious than to think in other way. So So that's why Yatha Vairan Vandhena, that verse spoken by Narada, Yatha Vairan Vandhara, the way, in inimical way, the mind is getting fixed, not in Natatha Bhakti Yogena, Itime Nishitahamati. That is my conclusion, Narada is saying. So that's what Brahma is saying, in any rasa, in any mellow, somehow or other, you have to meditate and think of Lord. That meditation, that thinking of Lord, that will purify you, you will get the supreme benefit. So forget all these things what Shishupal was telling. Shishupal, from the beginning of his day till now, he was doing blaspheming Lord, inimical mood, but because he is doing, he is enemy of none of us, he is enemy of Krishna. Always meditating on Krishna, thinking of Krishna, that why he got that benefit. So forget in which way, the object should be Krishna. No matter in which way you are meditating, either favorably or unfavorably, but if you are somehow or other connected with Krishna, meditating on Krishna, then that is what needed. That is bhakti yoga. That is the principle of devotional service. So that's why even if they are saying, no, Lord is impartial, this impartiality of Lord is also glorification of Lord. Lord, by becoming impartial to the demons, he is becoming more favor to them. He is doing more favor to them, doing good for them. Being partial to demigods, what he is doing, same thing he is doing being impartial to the demons. So for Lord, whether he is partial or impartial, that doesn't mean Lord is Lord. Though Lord has declared in Bhagavad Gita, Samoham Sarva Bhutesu Name Dvesa Namai Priya. He said, I am impartial to everybody. Nobody is my enemy. Nobody is my friend. But still, Ye Bhajanti Tumang Bhaktya Mai Te Te Suchapiham. But that is universal rule. It is general rule. But general rule is general rule. But this is not in my house, in my private rule. Ye bhajanti tumang bhaktya, they are with me and I am with them. That is my private matter, personal matter. That is general rule. Actually, if you go to the high road, then the rule is that you have to drive left. But when you are in your house, inside your house, if you are going from this place to this side, to that side, you don't have to follow the rule, no, keep left. No, you can't go anywhere. That is in my house. That rule will not applicable here. So like that, Krishna is telling, those who are meditating on me, those who are my devotee, for them, this general rule is not applicable. That rule is for public, general public, that I am no enemy to anybody, samoham sarva bhute, so that is public rule. But private rule is that, if somebody is with me, I am with them, they are mine, I am there. That is the private rule. So by that, so they are Vishnu Parsadas, this Shishupala and Dantavakra, you don't know their history, their previous history, that they are Vishnu Parsadas. Somehow or other, they came and Vishnu came with them also. And Lord came in front of him. You don't know the history, that's why getting bewildered. Don't become bewildered. So Narada, is in this verse, is concluding the story to Yudhishthira Maharaj. That's why he's chanting with Evam, Evam, that this thing happens, that evam cha parsado Vishnu, that forget it, because they are Vishnu parsada, putrang tvang prapito dite, because of some reason, some curse and something like that, they become putra of Diti, son of Diti, and hridi sthitena harina vairabhavena, and because they have developed vairabhava, the enmity, enmical mood in their heart, that's why this thing happened. But the inimical mood is for whom? Is for none else than Krishna. Because they are becoming enemy of Krishna, that's why they got the benefit also. That is also devotional service. Yes. Whatever favorably, if, so that the conclusion is that, if somebody is thinking of Lord unfavorably, inimically, if it is getting purified and getting this kind of benefit, then what to speak if somebody is thinking favorably? Just try to think of it. Kamitti kanaya. What will happen if somebody will think in favorably? If unfavorably he is getting that merit, then what to speak of it? But the problem is that favorably it is difficult. But if you do this difficult task, if you will favorably observe devotional service and do that, then the position and the reward you will get, that beyond imagination. If this thing will happen, then what to say? This is primary rasa, direct service to Lord. So like that, Narada is concluding here the whole story of Prahlada Narsingha Charit, and is saying they are very very senior devotee, they are direct servant of Lord in the Vaikuntha. Because of the incident they came here, this thing happened, so don't worry. Now Yudhishthira gets understanding, okay, I don't know. So like that. So anyway, now some times are there. So any question? Yes. Balimardhan Prabhu, he is very curious to ask some question, I think. In between he is rubbing and reading his hands. Okay, speak. Okay. No problem. I can hear, no problem.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, you are thinking now.
So I have one question on the three parts.
Okay.
So, part A is, if Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyakashipu's first one, when they are killed by Narsingadev,
yeah,
they got liberated.
Oh,
then
okay.
Part B is, if they want to stay longer, so there is a lot of millions of years gap between Ravana and Hiranyakashipu and Narsingadev, where the soul existed. And the part C is, I heard from Master Maharaj that Shishupala and Dandavaka, they didn't go back to Godhead when Krishna killed. They remained and came back to Divine Life, and they are able to liberate. So then all the three layers of killing of Krishna is failure, because none of them liberated in terms of they had to go back. Again they came back to
Okay. So, Jiva Goswami, in his Sandarbha, he is narrating this thing. He is saying that one quality of Lord Krishna is only of Lord Krishna. Hatari Gati Dayaka, that this rule is only to Krishna. Hatari Gati Dayaka, Ari means enemy. Even Krishna will kill some enemy, he will give him the supreme award. Gati de deng. He will give him the gati. But except Krishna, no other incarnation of Krishna can do that. Except Krishna. That's what Jiva Goswami is telling. Only Krishna can do these things. No other incarnation of Krishna can do that. Hatari gati dayakatva is only Krishna's power. So only Krishna killed Shishupala and Dantavakra. In other Narasimhadev and Lord Rama, they kill, but they can't give hatarigat. They can give liberation, but they can't give that gati what Krishna can give directly to the Vaikuntha planet. That's what Jiva Goswami is telling. That is the proof that when Lord Narasimhadev killed Hiranyakanda Hiranyakasipu, and Lord Ram killed Kumbhakarna and Ravana, they didn't get Vaikuntha prapti. They have to come back again. And here Krishna killed, they got that place. And he was telling the second part, where were the school? There was a million years gap. Million years gap. Anyway, so it will, the due course was taking time, because they are not ordinary soul. The ordinary souls going and even will fuse their karma as nothing and come back. But they are not ordinary soul, they are Vaikuntha Parsadas. So they are special soul. So they are waiting in somewhere in waiting hall. So when the train will come, when the time will come, then they will come. They are very special. They are not ordinary things just by us. Go and come back. Bhutva prali. They are not like that. They are beyond these rules and regulations of this material world. Because they are Vaikuntha Parsada. That's an ardha. Even Vishnu Parsado, don't consider them, they are an ordinary living entity. They are Vaikuntha Parsada. Even if they are playing some role in this material world, still their position is intact. They are in Vaikuntha. Their post is there. They will go back to their post. Then, the third part is that even Lord Krishna killed Shishupala Dantabhakra, how come they come again as Jagai and Madhai? Actually, according to Bhagavad conclusion, Krishna told them, they have attained, see here also in 7th canto is telling, when Dantabhakra, Shishupala, the verse is telling, they march to the Lord. They raise the parikrama and they march to the Lord. They enter into the Lord. But again Jiva Goswami is telling, when Lord Krishna killed Shishupala and Dantabhakra, the asuratva, that the inimical mood, that only march to the Lord. Because they are a devotee, they can march to the Lord. The devotee, again they went back to their post. That post was still waiting for them. They have, just say, whenever you are going for somewhere, you are giving, please, I am just coming, you just manage it for some time, I am coming back. So they give their post for temporarily somebody. So they went and took back their post. And you are saying, how come they come and Jagai Madhai? When they stayed life here, and they deal with Vishnu, and they also find out that again the same Lord will come at Gaura Avatara and become super magnanimous pastime. So they want to see that. They said, Lord, three matches we have done. So one more from our side. From your side you have played three games. So from our side one game at least. So Lord said, okay, come, no problem. They said, like that. So they came because of cars, not because of anything else, because of their desire to take part in the match. So they came. That is not due to cars. And when they become Jagai Madhai, at that time also, they were always in Vishnu Parsada. They came for some time to take part, to see the film or take part in the role. They're like that. They are always Vishnu Parsada. They will go there. Yes. Any other question? Yes. Yes.
My question is, they were very famous in the Treta Yuga, Satru Yuga. But when they came in Dwapara Yuga, to concise them, to use the Vain Vilan, the Vain Bhagavis person. But that time, when Mr. Spada was thinking, why they are not to make it?
Because Satya Yuga is more prominent, Dwapara is little down, Treta is more down, Treta is more down, Dwapara Yuga, Kali is more down. So like that, in the Yuga Chakra also, the power is diminishes. The power diminishing. And you are saying Kansa is more powerful looking than Krishna, because Kansa was directly uncle of Lord. In this role, he was directly play the role of direct uncle. Isn't it? Yes. And Devaki and Vasudeva, Devaki is dear sister. So, Sukadeva Goswami was narrating the Krishna's pastime in the Mathura, so Kansa is the hero here. But that doesn't mean that Shishupala Dantabhakra are not powerful. Because he was not narrating that part. When he will narrate Shishupala part, then Shishupala will be hero. He will be much powerful than Kansa even. Because here this part is describing, that's why we are thinking like that. But that does not mean that their power is diminished. Shishupala Dantabhakra, they are even so powerful in the presence of whole assembly. They are dare to chastise and blaspheme Lord Vishnu. Yes. So, whatever subject we are discussing, that according to that subject we will give importance to some role like that. So, when Sukadeva Goswami Bhagavatam is discussing the Kansabaddha Lila or Mathura pastime that like that, she was like that. But if you go to other Puranas and Shishupala Dantabhakra, they are also hero. They are the persons. You got it? Yes. Anything else? Anyway, one thing is that I can say that, though to make us understand something like we are thinking Lord is Lord, but actually Lord himself was telling, not only we, even the demigods, even the big, big rishi, munis, sadhakas, nobody can judge Lord, can know Lord fully. We cannot understand why he is doing that, what he is doing, how he is doing. This is beyond our thinking, imagination, everything. Yes. So whatever is there, we are getting information. Within that boundary we have to dance. But in the reality that, Krishna himself is telling, Nama vidhu suraganaha prahavanti nama harsayah. And Brahma himself was saying, no, it is beyond, nobody can know him. Vishnu Pitamaha also saying, oh, who can know him? Nobody knows him. So, whatever is described in Puranas or something like that, information we are getting, by that we can imagine what a powerful, what a great Lord is. Lord is so great. That greatness is already hid for us. Yes. When Krishna himself was narrating his power to Arjuna, his vibhuti, then he himself told, Athava bahunatena king gyatena tava Arjuna vishtabhyaham idam krishnam ek amsena sthito jagat. Arjuna, what I will tell you more? What do you want to know also? I have already 40 verses I have told you, my opulence. Just try to understand, just try to know that. Whatever the whole cosmos, athava bahunad, what more I will tell you? Vishtabhyaham idam krishnam, the total substance, this just exists in a mere part of mine. Ek amsena sthito jagat, the whole jagat just exists in a very, very many part of mine. So how do you know me? Neither I can explain you fully, nor you can understand me fully. So forget. That part is enough. So this pastime, whatever the, our brain is getting damaged. How come this happened? How come this happened? If you understand everything, then how Lord will become inconceivable? The one name is Lord is inconceivable. He want to conceive? That is your foolishness. He can't conceive Lord. Nobody can conceive it. He is always inconceivable. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavat Mahapuran ki Samveta Bhakta Vrinda ki Nita Gaur Hari Pravana.